I don't know how it started, I suppose it was about the 10th grade. I'd never bought much music, I just listened to whatever was played. But there was classic rock there on the radio, and it was blowing my mind. And it was all the records no one wanted now, so they were easy to find. So I started getting LPs, they only cost a little, and these LPs were all the ones I needed from the 60s, with psychedelic art on all the great sleeves, much cooler and much cheaper than the CDs, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. There wasn't any internet, a lot of times you just took a shot. Pretty soon you figured out which records would be awesome or not. If the year was from the 60s, it was probably good bang for your buck. If the year was from the 80s, it was guaranteed to totally suck. I started learning about the LPs, and that's my education just cost rupees. $3 for this Dylan record, oh yes please, and the Cream and Rolling Stones and Arlo Guthrie's. A giant treasure trove was all for pennies, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. By 1994, I had completed all my Zeppelin and Floyd.
Zeppelin and Floyd.
I had all the early traffic, but their later stuff just made me annoyed.
Made me annoyed.
You realize that the radio just scratches at the top of the dirt.
Top of the dirt.
When $4 can buy you Crown of Creation with a lyric insert. So I had a lot of LPs. My friends were mostly clueless. It was just me in an ocean of cheap vinyl like a black sea. I hardly had an income, but it was easy. An awesome world awaited with the cheap keys. And someplace in the garbage they were just free. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. And then the 90s ended and I wasn't no teenager no more.
Teenager no more.
But I started getting shakes if I was passing any used record store.
Used record store.
I got the finger muscles you develop when you flip through a stack. Crate digging for the cheap and obscure, and there was no turning back. A total junkie for the LPs, and nothing in the world was gonna help me. See me quit no sooner than see hell freeze. And there was nothing like the thrill of getting lucky. I'd be flying 5 feet to the breeze, 'cause the world was still awash in LPs. And I still had the disease for LPs. Nowadays that stuff is so expensive I don't bother to try. Everything's reissued and plus everything is priced really high. The field is overcrowded, it's impossible to get a good fix. So I walk right past the records and I flip through all the used compact discs. Yeah, nowadays it's mostly CDs. No one wants to keep them, so there's plenty. Folk and punk and private press and rap and indie. Bonus tracks and liner notes are just empty. As long as I can still make a good discovery, I've still got that music hunger disease. That disease that I got from LPs. When they were dirt cheap in the 1990s. Whatever people don't want, that's the time to get it. Take a chance on something, it might blow your mind. And if it's cheap, there's less chance you'll regret it. Though I'm drowning in my stacks because of all the stupid albums I used to try.
You are gonna I got your number, I got your longest, it's the same. some new baby wheel. I bought your girl a little harness, sent her pictures of my tank. 5 minutes later I'm in shackles, 10 minutes later I'm a saint. I think they might kill me or drown me like an Oreo. And maybe everyone's against me, or just some new baby wheel. I tell your girl some fucking lies, she has a hemorrhage to survive. I get your gal a cigarette, she masturbates a clarinet.
You know that
heads
up, I really want you. Who we are was never ready, he can see us through. Poncho, Francisco, and Nichols, why did you? Who we are was trans and ghetto, ghetto, black and true.
They might kill me, or maybe wanna be my bro. It might be weasels with my flesh tone, or just some new baby wheel. It might be some new name who we
face. Smash up your fantasy just to serve, no one leaves. companion of cocaine nights.
Cause he's a dandy in the underworld. Dandy in the underworld. When will he come up for air? Oh, will anybody ever care?
At an old 18, excited he was to the deserted kingdoms of a mythical force. Distraction he wanted to destruction.
Underworld, where will he come up?